Hello, friends. It's so good to be part of this afternoon, and I'm just in awe of Martin's understanding and ability to deal with all the electronics and computers and stuff, because that's way beyond me, I have to say. I think one of the beautiful things about Songs of Praise every month is the fact that a number of people just share something very precious of themselves, because the songs they choose are songs that have spoken to them and are meaningful in their own situations, either now or in the past. Some of the hymns mark an historical perspective of their lives, a bit like Pauline was saying when she introduced Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And boy, what a lot of things that Pauline has gone through in her life, as indeed all of us have. So thank you. And long may Songs of Praise continue. Now, Martin has already mentioned to you that Pip and Jim's operates a sort of a telephone talk, so that people can dial in and listen at any time of the day. And it was during this last few days that it was my turn to put together a little talk. And I spoke on the subject of Psalm 23. And thank you to Chris for reading that to us. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Probably the most familiar of all of the Psalms in the Bible. And you'll be able to listen to that talk if you choose to do so on the telephone number. No doubt Martin will give you that at the end. While I was thinking about that talk, it struck me yet again that God is pictured in that psalm, in Psalm 23, as our companion along life's journey, even in the valley that is darkened by the shadow of death and hardship. Do you remember the way that those words go? "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Dear friends, God is not remote. He is not distant. He's not uncaring or unfeeling. He understands. He knows about personal feelings. He knows about our limitations. He shares our joys and our laughters. He shares our tears and our sorrows too. We never walk alone. Now I'd like to introduce you to some other words. Now I know that most of you listening will know these words very well, but some may not know them so well. Perhaps it would be good for us all if I could remind you of them. These are not words from the Bible. In fact, it's a sort of a poem. It's called Footprints in the Sand. And it goes like this. "One night, I dreamt that I was walking along a beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints, other times there was only one. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. And so I said to the Lord, 'You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I've noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there has only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, have you not been there for me?' And the Lord replied, 'The years when you have seen only one set of footprints, my child, is when I carried you. footprints are a reminder of traveling, maybe a short distance, maybe a long distance. In that poem, the footprints represent a journey through life, from start right up to the present. And just like the 23rd Psalm, the poem reminds us that we never walk alone, even when things are at their hardest or loneliest. We never walk alone. For us, looking back on our lives through the good times and the bad is like thinking of a journey that we've been on so far. And it goes right up to the present, right up to today. Looking backwards on a beach, we can see our footprints. We can also see where we have been. But if we could turn our gaze back to the direction in which we're traveling, in which we're walking, in other words, instead of looking back over our shoulders at the footprints behind us, imagine that you now turn to face the front, to face the direction of travel. And if we were to do that, of course, our footprints would not be visible in that part of the beach because we haven't done that bit of our journey yet. The footprints in the sand is about looking back. But if we could look forward, then we would see God's footprints there. It's a bit like him going before us and always being a few steps ahead of us and always being ready to carry us when we need it. You never walk alone. And in the middle of this difficult time, a period of time which has already included so many changes and may well involve even more changes in days, weeks, months to come, it's good to look back and remind ourselves of how much God has helped us, how he has carried us through the hardest times. Looking back and recognizing God's help can give us the confidence to look forward, knowing that he goes before us. We never walk alone. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. Thank you, Lord, for that precious psalm. Thank you, Lord, for the precious words of that beautiful poem and the inspiration behind it. Help us, Lord, please, in our difficulties, in our uncertainties, in our loneliness, in our questioning what's going on. Are you in this? Help us, Lord, not to look inwards or downwards, backwards or sideways. Help us, Lord, to look upward, to look to you, keeping our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. We ask your blessing on each of us, Lord, just as we ask for your protection as well. And all of this, Lord, we put before you in the very precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.